For our especial delight, we then had an appearance in the witness box by Mrs. Des Moines. A well-manicured lady in a dark, business-like suit, with horn-rimmed glasses and a voice like the side of a nail file. Mrs. Des Moines spoke with the assurance of an art lover who weighs up a post-impressionist to the nearest dollar and gives you the tax advantage of a gift to the Museum of Modern Art without drawing breath. She gave a brief account of her visit to the auction room to preview the crag in question, of her being assured that the picture had a perfect pedigree, having come straight from the artist's niece with no dealers involved, and described her successful bidding against stiff competition from a couple of Bond Street galleries and the Italian agent of a collector in Kuwait. Erskine Brown asked the witness if she believed she had been buying a genuine Septimus Crag. "Of course I did," rasped Mrs. Des Moines. "I was terribly deceived." So Erskine Brown sat down, I'm sure, with a feeling of duty done. "Mrs. Des Moines, wouldn't you agree," I asked as I rose to cross-examine, "that you bought a very beautiful picture?" "Yes," Mrs. Des Moines admitted. "So beautiful, you were prepared to pay £60,000 for it." "Yes, I was." "And it is still the same beautiful picture? The picture hasn't changed since you bought it, has it, Mrs. Des Moines? Not by one drop of paint? Is the truth of the matter that you're not interested in art, but merely in collecting autographs?" Of course, this made the jury titter and brought Erskine Brown furiously to his hind legs. I apologised for any pain and suffering I might have caused, and went on, "When did you first doubt that this was a crag?" I asked. "Someone rang me up."
"Someone?
What did they say?"
"Do you want to let this evidence in, Mr. Rumpole?"
The learned judge was heard to be warning me for my own good.